honey. Welcome back. Oh, I missed you. What's with the tape recorder? Oh, I'm sorry. Are we playing professional right now? Are you sure you want to be making evidence of our little meetings? Especially after how the last one ended? You know, last time, when you finally gave in, you pinned me to the floor and fucked me like an animal. No, that's not the word for it. It wasn't fast and desperate. It was slow, deliberate. The way you fuck someone you know is going to enjoy it. The way you fuck someone when you want to make sure they remember it. You left bruises on my back, you know. How do you think I should explain that to the nurses? Don't fret, Doc. I promise I won't tell anybody about what happened. I would never hurt you like that. I hope nobody notices anything unusual during my medical checkup in a few days is all. Oh, and there goes the tape recorder. Bye-bye. Are you sure you don't want to keep a record? Maybe for later. I can whisper every detail of our little therapy session, slowly, for you to enjoy later, at your leisure. Oh, you'll deny anything I say? That's cute, but we both know the physical evidence is a little overwhelming. You'll say I overpowered you? Is that diploma in your office Photoshop or something? I'd love to hear you explain how I got the upper hand while wearing this street jacket. What are you gonna tell them? That I crawled on my knees just like this till I was kneeling in front of you? That I nuzzled my cheek against that growing bulge in your pants. Like that. And then somehow your clothes were off and your dick was being swallowed by the crazy girl with the cock addiction? Real believable, Doc. Ooh, I know. Just tell them I was becoming delirious, insatiable, a danger to myself and others, that I needed a dick, any dick, to cure me of my cock-induced mania. Oh, wait. Your little psych books say that nymphomania isn't a real disorder. So sad. I don't know, Doc. I think the walls might be closing in here. Plus, you have this ever-growing bit of self-incrimination right here. What the hell? You pushed me? Do you need me on my back that badly? Maybe you want to look me in the eyes when you fuck me this time. It's okay. Here, let me spread my legs. What are you waiting for? Do you want me to beg? I can do that. Please, doctor, I need your dick. I can't think straight. It feels like I'm burning up inside. I need you to ram that thick cock of yours into me. Just one more time. Fuck me till I can't move. Shove every inch down my throat. Let me swallow your medicine so I can go back to being a good girl. You're a good little patient. Please. Please, doctor. My, my, my. You're looking a little red there, doc. Is your blood pressure up? Do you need to relieve some stress? I think I know a good way to blow off some steam. Shut up. Or what? You'll go running to the orderlies? Help me, help me. My patient's a nympho. She won't stop trying to fuck me. You know what? Maybe you should. And then I can tell them all about my bruises. The way your dick feels inside me. What it's like to have your cum dribbling down my chin. Oh, I can be quite descriptive. You don't understand. He was so cruel. He wouldn't stop, no matter how much I begged him to. He grabbed me by the hair, and he said I was gonna swallow his semen, or he'd change my medication to something that would make me more compliant. Matter, Doc? Cat got your tongue? Oh, but that look in your eyes says everything, doesn't it? If I didn't know any better, I'd say it was you on the verge of a psychotic break. Should I get the nurse? We could get you a room right next to mine. Maybe I could come over for some after-hours therapy sessions. What do you say? That's it? Grab my hair. Drag me around till I'm right where you want me. Please. Unzip your pants. Give me that fucking cock. In my mouth, my cunt, I don't care. Just shove it inside me right now. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Fuck. Did you get thicker since last time? I swear to God, you're gonna stretch my throat at this rate. No. 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 No second thoughts. No. Not now. No, oh, it's okay. Shh. Just let me suck your dick till you work up the nerve to take out all your twisted little fantasies on me. You forgot that I was a fucking slut before you got your hands on me, didn't you, doctor? I am a goddamn savant when it comes to sucking cock. I can lick and suck. Just melt you right here in my mouth. Not too loud, Doc. We wouldn't want your peers to catch on, would we? I know I'm not making it easy on you. My sweet tongue coaxing all those little sounds out of you. As you do what I say, you'll visit me and we can sit and talk about your day, your desires, and your fears. And then you're gonna pull yourself together and fuck me until I tell you to stop. I'm gonna crawl inside your head and drag out every filthy desire, every shameful want, every desperate need, all the things that are eating away at you, and then we can work through them together. I'm getting bored of this, Doc. You need to buck up and quick, or I'm gonna call an orderly in here and get you some help. We don't want that, do we? Can't have everyone knowing our little secret. So where is that man that fucked me till I couldn't think? Where is that stud? Do you need help finding him? Maybe we could call up your wife and ask her if she's seen him recently. Oh, look at your face. You didn't realize that I knew about her. Those male nurses, they can be so chatty when they think that they're assisting a sedated patient. They talk about how hot she is, about her tight little ass. Oh. Should we call her and see if she can get me some good dick in here? Sounds like she's got plenty coming her way. There he is. Fucking finally. Hurt me. Now what are you gonna do to shut me up? Oh yeah, go ahead, baby. Come wherever you want. My tits, my mouth, my hair. Oh, that's right. Stroke your cock and coat me in your thick load. Do it. Come all over my crazy hot face. Holy shit. I don't think there's a single dry spot left on my face. Oh, we're gonna use the bed this time? Oh, that's no fun. Careful, Doc. It's gonna be hard to explain why my pants are ripped. Oh, ow! Okay, okay. I'll spread my legs. Just give me that hard dip. Yeah, fuck yes. Oh, oh. That's it. Oh, fuck me like you fuck your whore of a wife. Oh, God, yes.
Slap me, please. And then do whatever dark, sick, twisted fantasy comes to your mind. Oh, do you want me to beg you to stop? Does that get you hard? The idea of raping your helpless patient? Filthy mouth every night. Come in my dripping pussy any day you want. All you have to do is come in my room, bend me over, and shove your throbbing cock into me. Just like you are now. Oh, fuck. You wanna come on my face again? Oh, no, no, no. Letting you off that easy? Wrap my legs around you, and you're gonna come and deep inside me. Yeah, that's right. Struggle all you want, you won't get free. I've been exercising, doing squats, toning my body to drive you wild, so you'd eventually give in. Dropped your guard and let me get under your skin and fell right into my hands. All you had to do was give you the image of looking in my eyes when you fucked me. Bring up your wife so you'd be sad enough to stop thinking for just long enough to fall for it. You know, for a psychiatrist, you're pretty suggestible. Now you're gonna come in my pussy, and I'm gonna have your baby. Yeah, you'll leave your wife, you'll fight to get me out of this psych ward, or I'll carry your child in here, in front of all your coworkers. I doubt it'll take long to figure out what happened. What do you imagine your wife will think of you once she knows you fucked a helpless patient? She'll think you're a rapist. She'll never talk to you again. You'll go to jail. Your whole life will fall apart around you. Or just give in. Just build a life with me. I'll fuck you every night. You can fulfill every depraved desire you've ever had. I'll be your perfect, perfect little fuck toy. Unfortunately, I think your ex-wife is gonna need to be out of the picture. I can't have you pining after an old flame. Maybe I'll poison her morning coffee. We could have her committed. You could do that, right? Lock her up in a place like this and throw away the key. Whatever you think is best. I only have a couple months until I start to show. So you can blame it all out. Back to the subject at hand. Are you ready to be a father? Oh, again with the tears. Just look at me. Look, your cum dripping in my hair. I'm your little slime. Your perfect cock sleeve. And whatever you want more. Just come inside me. Come inside me. new life together. Are you excited? Oh, I love feeling her come inside me. Do you want to come up with some baby names? I was thinking, if it's a boy, we can name him after you, and if it's a girl, after your ex-wife. What's the syringe for, Doc? Are those the good drugs? I know better than to fight my medicine. It stings. Did you have to give it to me right in my neck? This doesn't feel like the good drugs, Doc. I feel like everything's fading away. What are you doing, baby? Hey, get off my chest. You're too heavy.